NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, this is Andrew from Die to Die, and you are listening to our new album, Charm Offensive, and you're listening to Long Player on Totally Wired.
Why did you go with the name Charm Offensive?
We kind of just wanted something to kind of reflect how we kind of think it's kind of nice, but it's kind of like, kind of shit. It's just kind of us, I guess. You know, it's like, you can try to I said this before, you can kind of try and make it really pristine, and you can try really hard to make people like you, particularly if you're in a band called Die Die Die, and you've been going for so long. You can do, people are going to form their own opinions of you, so you can like try and make people like you, but you 99% of the time you're going to fail. Like in the context of like social media or like the modern day, like people put on a complete phony persona, particularly, and then that's like a charm offensive and like a PR terms and stuff, you know. And particularly when we started, people would be like, you need to start dressing better, you need to change your haircut, you know. Like when we started, it was just, I remember like some of the most insane things, like people telling us to do, like, you need to go to the gym, you need to get all fit, you need to, and it would be like, to change, like, to get your image out, to change it, to market it. And I remember always being, like, younger and being like, we've got to fit this mold of, like, and it was totally nothing. And then, so I think like with this record, when we're kind of a little bit more comfortable in our own sort of skin.
What is Sinister about, or are there any stories behind it?
We did this in Byron Bay on the first recording session. It's probably my favourite on the record, I think. To me, it sounds like a mix of a lot of bands I like.
And what are the bands that you like?
I would probably, well, maybe not now, but when, like, a few years ago, I probably would have quite liked, this is like an idea of what I wanted Die 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 to kind of sound like, maybe. You know, it's kind of dancey, it's got like a punk thing, it's kind of got an electronic-y thing going on. How soon is too soon? It's about a context of things not working out. You can try put a fake persona on, but, you know, I quite like the lyric, like, you know, it's not vintage, it's used. I like Rory singing in it too, in the chorus. I think it's quite different for other Die Die songs. And I also kind of like how it sounds really, we're not drunk when we're singing this, but we do kind of, in the chorus, it does kind of sound like two drunken dudes, like, singing over each other in a really silly way. So, yeah, I think it's quite funny. Bottle Caps and Phones is a song which actually wasn't going to make it to the record, and I think it turned out really, really well. Only because, like, Rory's a bit of a whiz for, like, spotting what, like, because a lot of it came just from jamming and stuff. In my opinion, it's quite different for a Die Die song because it's quite melodic. And also, Rory's girlfriend Angela sings the backing vocals in the choruses, and I think she did a really awesome job. Angela plays in, like, really cool bands, so it was cool to have her involved in it. And I just also think it's quite a weird structure. Like, it was a nightmare. We just recently tried to rehearse a song in China, and I don't think we kind of pulled it off yet, but it's very weird to play. In fact, now I'm getting anxiety thinking about how I'm going to play it next week.
It's like you don't wanna see. into the road and filled it to the top with bottle caps and phones. It's like you don't want to be seen, but we know that's not true.
My friend has a car. He starts with a hammer. It's really stupid. It's about what can be seen can't be unseen in the context of lots of things. I think I always quite like doing these like songs which are just sort of like quite obnoxious because they're fun to play. This song is called Caterpillar, and Rory came up with the name. So it's not really about anything, because it's got no words, but it's got some cool drum machine stuff in it, and it was really fun to make. Yeah, I mean, I always kind of wanted to do songs like this, and I kind of always, you know, would always be like, nah, you can't do this and da-da-da, it doesn't suit, but then you kind of realise you kind of can do whatever you want.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.